The chair of the CAO, the Central Applications Office, which, as you know, manages university admissions, he's called on the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, to clarify as a matter of urgency when Leaving Cert students will receive their results this year amid concerns of a COVID-19 related delay. In a letter sent this lunchtime to Minister Foley and seen by RTE News, Professor Paul O'Doherty, who's also Deputy President and Registrar of NUI Galway, said any failure to do so will cause unnecessary damage to colleges and up to 50,000 Leaving Certificate students. Professor O'Doherty joins us now. Very good afternoon to you and thank you for talking to us this afternoon. First of all, what are you being told? What do you understand about the timing of the release of this year's Leaving Cert results? It's usually mid-August, isn't it?
Good afternoon, Brian. The short answer is we have no understanding at all at the moment because the Department of Education has given us nothing to understand. In the past and pre-COVID, we would have expected the Leaving Cert results in the middle of August, which itself provides for a very tight turnaround in order to get the semester started on time. But actually, at this stage, we've been told nothing, absolutely nothing. And, you know, the students are heading into doing the Leaving Cert. The students are hoping to make plans for going to college in the autumn. We are hoping to actually plan the whole admissions process properly and start the semester on time. And at this stage, a bare 3 months before we would be engaging practically in all of that action, having planned well in advance, we're being told nothing.
Right. Now, what we do know is the exam, the dates of the exams, I think they start on the 8th of June, isn't that right? And they conclude yeah. by the end of June. But there is a second sitting being made available to students who are perhaps affected by COVID or who have affected by another serious illness or a close family bereavement. So the concern is around what that second sitting might mean for the final exams for everybody, results for everybody.
I think that's precisely it. So the minister is determined that that second sitting will be rolled into the first sitting before the results are rolled out. And of course, she has guaranteed that they will be at least as high as the very vastly inflated grades that we had last year. That, I think, is what's causing the delay, but we're not being told any kind of timescale. I understand on one level the desire of the minister not to disadvantage those who might be impacted by COVID. I just wonder whether, in fact, this is the right solution, because it's going to actually just knock problems down the road. Students will be coming to the semester, and first-year students, Leaving Cert students, in other words, but also another 30,000 applicants to the CAO who are not doing this year's Leaving Cert, they will be coming to the universities and the colleges in September, 3 weeks after everyone else, because we have those term times set years in advance. There's international recruitment. There's all sorts of other reasons why those dates are set well in advance. The first years, the Leaving Cert students will be coming 3 weeks after everyone else, and all the challenges then around accommodation, all the challenges around bedding down while other students are already in full swing, mm-hmm. that really will actually impair their experience transitioning from school to university.
So are you saying then today that what you need is not just clarity, but you need a mid-August results date?
We would ideally like earlier than mid-August. And frankly, I think for future years, obviously it's too late now, for future years, it might be worth considering whether, in fact, the Leaving Cert is done earlier, if the middle of August is really the challenge that it appears to be for the Department of Education. But I suppose what we would really welcome is a kind of joined-up thinking that doesn't seem to have been there in the past year or two. And I recognise that all the COVID challenges have been there. But the recognition that actually the Department of Education's decisions around the Leaving Cert are part of a broader, wider picture that involves further and higher education as well, that involves wider society, and not just simply something self-contained this year. And when the Leaving Cert's done and the results are issued, let everyone cope with what comes after. I think there needs to be joined up thinking.
And if there is to be a delay, will that mean a delayed start then to courses in the autumn, university courses?
So different universities dealt with it different ways last year. And in the case of NUI Galway here, we started the first years 3 weeks later, and that we used in it, we kept teaching then through what was the exam period for everyone else in order that we could teach the full 12 weeks. And we assessed the first semester and coursework only. And that was to enable us to then have everyone falling into line for semester two. That is a far from ideal solution. It doesn't always do justice to what the course requirements are. And we had to make special arrangements in some of our courses. So there's a lot of juggling, a lot of disruption that is caused by this delay in the Leaving Cert results being published.
Professor Paul O'Doherty, we leave it there. Thank you very much for talking to us.